Who's here so ingenious, misspending his time in railing at Venus and hopes to disparage love, women, and marriage by pitiful rhyme? He thinks he's ingenious and slyly the youngster entices, but we easily find how the youth is inclined by his tricks and devices. He plainly discovers his amorous arts and calls them blind lovers who after enjoyment can find new employment to fetter their hearts. He plainly discovers a nature so rude and ungrateful that after compliance he bids us defiance and says we grow hateful. Then who but an harlot would yield to the will of every such harlot that loves at his leisure and only takes pleasure in showing his skill? Sure, none but an harlot would yield to the lustful persuasion of fellows in chemise who only cry dammy to serve their occasions. The gaudy young sinner whose blood is afire may fool a beginner and treat her with coaches to mighty debauches and gain his desire. Alas for the sinner that covets such sweetness as this is, he seldom does fail of a sting in the tail with his winches and misses. This makes him look meagre, a wantoning elf. His mind is so eager to humour his senses that by his expenses he ruins himself. This makes him so meagre, he's nothing but poor and diseases. So after enjoying the pleasure is cloying and quickly displeases. Then show me the woman in city or town, though never so common with luck, a nude fellow so tawny and yellow will laugh and lie down. For sure she's no woman that raids with a son for a whore, who, having enjoyed her, will straightway avoid her and see her no more. The passionate lover that's caught in his youth may plainly discover that all his persuasions are subtle evasions and far from the truth. For he that's a lover and courteth sincerely and truly may keep his affection in civil subjection from being unruly. But let the fond bully his fancy employ, he never can fully or bring in suspicion the sweets of fruition true lovers enjoy. In spite of the bully, the pleasure of conjugal kisses is always delightful and far the more frightful of temporal blisses. And yet for the gallant we must not deny, but that he's so valiant as stoutly to threaten the girl shall be beaten, that will not comply. Beware of the gallant, I vow he's a desperate creature. If any abuse him or dare to refuse him, he swears he will beat her. Sir Fopling, your servant, the man's in a pest. What makes you so fervent? You burn in displeasure. Pray cool at your leisure, that's all you will get. Your servant, sir, Fopling, say all and do more than you can, sir. 'Tis still my opinion we shall have dominion, take that for an answer.